Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, you can follow him at BGredkowski5, former NFL quarterback, now with Pro Football Focus. Bruce Gredkowski joining us. Bruce, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Joe? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. So, you know, we haven't had you on since post the NFL draft. Hard to believe it's already been a month. What were your thoughts of the Packers taking Jordan Love in the first round?
You know, I mean, my thought, you know, initially with everything with the quarterback position, if you feel like you have a guy that you want and he's the next guy, I don't have a problem you getting him. And, you know, when Green Bay did that, would I have done that? No. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers had a ton of good football left in him. But when Green Bay is sitting there and they're like, look, we think Jordan Love is the next guy. We think he's the next future quarterback of the Green Bay Packers for a long time. And it worked for us drafting Aaron Rodgers when Brett Favre still has some years left in him. And Aaron Rodgers still has some years left in him. So let's try to repeat what we did because it worked well with Aaron Rodgers. And I don't have an issue with that. My only thing is Aaron Rodgers still has a lot of good football left in him. And with the draft being, you know, having a lot of good receivers coming out this year, I would have liked to see them go that route initially. And if not in the first round, I would have liked to have seen that in the second round. But at this point, man, you know what Green Bay is trying to do. They're going to be a run-heavy offensive football team. You know, you saw it last year from them a little bit. They're trying to kind of mimic what the Niners have going on. I don't mind them getting Jordan Love. I just don't think he's going to play anytime soon.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Now, obviously, the Packers won 13 games last year. They get to the NFC Championship game, but a lot of the games that they won were very close. Some of the games they had this reputation of winning ugly, and I just look to this schedule coming up with a lot of teams that have improved. I'm just having a hard time sitting here that I think the Packers are going to be a good team in 2020. I just don't know if they can mimic 13 wins. How do you see it?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, you're right. And anytime you win 13 games in a season, it's hard to come back and repeat that. But look, I think they have a good football team. They showed it last year. They won as a team. They weren't asking Aaron Rodgers to carry them on his shoulders the whole way. You know, he played well. I mean, he protected the football well. He did what the offense asked him to do, and I believe he still has a lot of good football left in him. You know, only 4 interceptions on the year. So he was playing smart ball, and I think another year in this system, another year with the coaching staff, he'll just get that much better. I think this team will get that much better. But at the end of the day, whether you come away with 13 wins, 10 wins, 9 wins, your goal is to get into the playoffs and chase that championship. Of course, you want to win the division first and foremost, and then you want to go for the Super Bowl. And I think with Green Bay, it starts with the quarterback, and they have that guy behind center now that gives you a chance week in and week out. So, you know, whether it's they win 13 games again or whether they win 10 or 11, I still think they'll be in the running like they were last year.
Talking with Bruce Gredkowski, former NFL quarterback, now with Pro Football Focus. Again, you can follow him on Twitter at BGredkowski5. I do want to touch one more thing on this whole Jordan Love thing. So, you know, being the former quarterback that you were in a lot of quarterback rooms, and put yourself into Aaron Rodgers' shoes. I mean, if you're Aaron Rodgers, what should your mindset be going into training camp, and how should you, you know, I mean, there's always this talk about how much Aaron Rodgers should be a mentor to Jordan Love or whether it's his responsibility to mentor Jordan Love. If you're Aaron Rodgers, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, and when I saw they drafted Jordan Love, of course, initially, you're hurt. You know what I mean? Because whether you're a rookie or a second-year league, five-year in a league, or you're like Aaron Rodgers that had played more than a decade, it still hurts. You know, you're still like, gosh, man, you know, they're planning after me, and I still have a lot of good football left in me. So that hurts, the initial sting. But then when you sit back and look at it, and especially once they get into training camp, and Aaron Rodgers is around Jordan Love, and he sees, you know, how Jordan Love has a lot to learn in the NFL. You know, it's a process for all of us. You know, when you get drafted or you sign as a free agent coming to the NFL, there's a lot to learn, not only mentally, but physically, in the speed of the game and to adapt to it. So, you know, I don't think there's going to be a major shakeup as far as when training camps evolved or Rodgers feeling like there's pressure on him. I just think he's going to be motivated more than ever to show that he still has a lot of good football left in him. Now, when I say that too, you know, I just hope for Rodgers' sake that he doesn't press. You know, sometimes when you want to make the big plays or you want to prove you still have a lot left in you, you press and you try to always make the big play where, you know, Aaron Rodgers is so gifted and talented physically, you know, with his arm talent and athletically, his natural plays will come to him. His big plays will come. So I want to see him just continue to do what he does, let the game come to him, and he'll still play at a high level.
Would you put Aaron Rodgers top five quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, I don't think he played that way last year. I mean, he's definitely a top 10, you know, and it's funny, Bruce Murray and I, we have a show on NFL Radio, SiriusXM, every Thursday, and we're drafting our quarterback. So we go, like, he had the first pick, then me, we go back and forth. And Rodgers was, you know, number five, you know, so he's a top five guy for us. I mean, and for me, I think he has it all. I mean, especially the swagger that he brings and the arm talent that you just don't get. I mean, it's like him and Patrick Mahomes are guys and Matthew Stafford that has that different type of arm talent. So it's fun to watch, and I think he still has a lot of great football left in him. And I love the athleticism. He still can make plays with his legs. So that's fun to watch. I just think he has to continue to let the game come to him and try not to do too much.
Now, I know you spent a lot of time with the Pittsburgh Steelers. What was it like working alongside Big Ben? What was that chemistry like? Really curious.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great chemistry. I think Ben, like Aaron Rodgers, I mean, these guys are, they don't fall off trees. I mean, you're not going to be around great quarterbacks that often. And for my time spent in Pittsburgh, I was very fortunate to be around a future Hall of Famer. I mean, he's one of the most competitive guys I've been around. And, you know, even off the field, we'd play darts during training camp. And I'm like, man, finally, I could beat him at something. Let me, you know, I was trying real hard. I was like, I'm going to finally get him, you know. And no, of course, he wins. You know, he's just good at everything. And I just think he has that competitor's mindset. And these guys are different. And Aaron Rodgers, Roethlisberger, Breeze, Brady, Manning, you know, they have a different type of mentality. And it's cool to be around them because at the end of the day, they're able and capable to make plays when needed. And when the big moment asks them to, they do. And that's what I've seen from Ben. He never worries about the interceptions he's thrown. He just moves on to the next play. And that's one of the impressive traits that I thought he carries.
Bruce Gradkowski, former NFL quarterback, joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You mentioned Tom Brady. Everyone is looking at Tampa Bay to see how Brady is going to fit with an offense that I feel might be the best offense he's ever thrown to, with all these weapons at receiver, at tight end. But the thing is, you know, we all like to think that this is just going to work. But again, chemistry is the biggest thing. And I just wonder how Brady will fit with these guys and whether or not it might take a little bit for it to actually succeed.
Yeah, I think it will take a little time. I mean, especially now, you know, it's a virtual offseason. So you're not in your facility installing the offense, and you're not able to go out on the field and work with the players and your teammates, and you're not having OTAs in practice. So I think that's going to keep them a little behind. But, I mean, Tom Brady is what he is for a reason. You know, the guy prepares better than anyone. He's going to make sure he understands the playbook. He's going to make sure he builds that camaraderie with his teammates, the wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, offensive line. I mean, you see he's already doing it now. And I think with Brady, I still think he has good football left in him. I mean, if you keep him clean in a clean pocket, he still grades high. I mean, for us at PFF, his grade's still over 90 in a clean pocket and in rhythm. So he can still get it done in a clean pocket. Now you're going to give him a top 10 offensive line for us at PFF, and then you're going to give him the weapons that he has in Tampa Bay. I mean, I still think he could do it. I mean, the biggest difference is going to be the Bruce Arians system is going to be asking him to push the ball down the field a little more. Him and Byron Leftwich, you know, that's what their system asks, but I think they're going to incorporate things that Brady's comfortable with. You know, Josh McDaniels in New England was very strategic on how he game plan and approach week in and week out with certain, you know, certain packages to attack linebackers versus the running backs, and how do you motion shift to get certain mismatches. So, I mean, it's going to be a little different, but I think Brady's going to add a lot of value too offensively. But the biggest thing he brings is his mentality. I mean, the minute Brady signs with Tampa Bay, other players in the locker room automatically think they got a chance.
Bruce Gradkowski joining us here on the Bill Michaels Show for just a couple more minutes. One quarterback I'm surprised that hasn't signed yet with any team is Cam Newton. Are you surprised by that?
A little bit. But, you know, it stinks for Cam Newton. Him, Andy Dalton, you know, when you get released after free agency has gone by or even the draft, you know, it's tough because these musical chairs settle and guys find a spot, and now you're left, you know, with no, you know, starting quarterback opportunity that you're going to have to maybe take a backup role. And I think when you're in a position where Cam is, if I was a GM or a team, I definitely would look into it, you know, especially once things calm down and you can actually, you know, see him in person, see how he is physically, you know, get him to doctors that you want to take a look at. But when you're also a veteran, I could see him going through this time during training camp, and then that's when teams sign him, whether, you know, when they see what they have on their own roster and understanding Cam brings a lot more value to you than maybe you have right now. So I think teams want to see, once they get on the field and back in football, what they have.
He is Bruce Gradkowski, former NFL quarterback. You can find him on Twitter at BGradkowski5. Does a lot of good stuff for Pro Football Focus as well as SiriusXM. Bruce, appreciate the time and have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, thanks, brother. You too.
All right, there he is, Bruce Gradkowski, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.